Definitely thank the Lord for all of the saints that are here on this morning. We're definitely thanking Jesus for blessing and keeping us another day. The song says, just another day that the Lord has kept us. And for that, we are grateful and we're glad. I'm not going to try to hold you too long on today, because we do want to come back out this evening for our evening service at 6. Continuing on in the Bible lesson, what we're going over with Sunday morning also, saving faith. As you see on the front of your bulletin, it says, get a move on. And then I noticed when I was looking at that the way they had it laid out, how the G and the O are lined up and say go. In other words, don't be still, go. Get a move on. Go. Move. Now, this morning, I'm going to be primarily coming out of Psalms chapter number 78 in its comparison with what we went over on last week in Numbers chapter number 14. Now, Numbers chapter number 14, just to summarize, that is when the spies were coming back that were sent over to look over the promised land. And the majority of the spies said that the land, it was impossible for them to conquer that land or get that land because of the inhabitants of the land. And they said that they were going to create themselves. They were persuading the people to create captains and go back to Egypt. In other words, go back into bondage. And Joshua and Caleb said, no, the Lord will give us that land. He brought us out thus far. Jesus will give us that land. But what was required was something that the people didn't have, which was called faith or belief. They didn't believe Jesus. And I was thinking about that this morning. I said, well, you know, where is our faith in terms of our belief in what Jesus says in his word? Now, I was thinking, I said, well, you know, if we were to die last night, each and every one of us, if we were to die last night, where would we be at in eternity? And in order to answer that question, it requires a belief in the word. It requires a belief in what the scriptures say. Now, a lot of times people don't like to answer that question because of the reality, especially when Jesus tells Nicodemus that except unless a man is born again, he cannot see nor can he enter into the kingdom of God. And if we know we haven't been born again, if we can't get into the kingdom of God, the question is, where would we be at then? What's left? And the scriptures declares that those that reject Jesus, they have to face an eternal judgment. And that eternal judgment is in hell's fire and it's in conscious suffering. No one wants to go to hell. You hear it all the time. People say that they don't want to go unless they're just crazy in their mind. But no one wants to go yet. Scripture have declared that hell is constantly enlarging herself. She's opening up her mouth without measure. And according to the scripture, those that are going into hell, one of those categories, or the category that's kind of over all of it, is the unbeliever. Those that do not believe in the Lord Jesus. And this is why you say, well, why does the devil attack the way that he does attack? Because he wants to keep you and I in a state of unbelief. Doesn't want you to believe in what Jesus said. Doesn't want you to trust Jesus. Doesn't want you to be confident in what Jesus had declared in his word. So much so that it'll move you. It'll move you in the direction that Jesus has laid out in his word for those that want to be saved, for those that want to be spared. Now, as I said here a couple of weeks ago, and I say it again, these occurrences that are going on in the land are really just a testing of our faith. Where is Jesus at in our lives? We talk it. People talk it all day long. I believe in Jesus. I know that the Lord is real. But then when faith is tested, when things or circumstances come up and it go, I don't care what it is. I say, well, Lord, what would the saints do back in the days of Pentecost? You know, in the book of Acts, if they said that they could not go to church, or they couldn't because it was so bad out there. According to the scriptures, this church was at that particular time was under great persecution. And one of the leaders of that persecution was Saul. And according to the scripture, he was going to find where the saints were at. That let me know the saints were still gathering together regardless of the persecution. May not have been able to go into the temple, but they gathered in houses. According to the scripture, they went from house to house, breaking bread and in fellowship, and also in prayer and in supplication before the Lord Jesus Christ, studying the word, getting an understanding of what the Lord's word meant and how it could be a part of their lives. Well, if that is true about that day, regardless of what go on in the earth, I don't care what it is, I don't care how, you know, what people say, you have to express your faith. You have to show not just the world, but you need to show Jesus that you believe in him. Remember, you live in this life to show the Lord that you trust and believe in his word. And can nobody put that inside of you? Can nobody put faith in Jesus inside of you? It's something that you got to have for yourself. But it is shown by how you respond to circumstances. You know, I oftentimes look at it, you can see just really how much you believe in the Lord by how you behave, how you respond. You know, what motivates you, what inspires you, what excites you. That shows you really where your faith is at. People can say all day long, well, I believe in Jesus. Well, let's look at your actions. Let's look at your behaviors. Your behaviors don't line up with it. You know, if it's no different than the weather. Weather forecasts that come on to say it's going to be a terrible rain today. And you go outside and look and you don't see a cloud in sight. You say, weatherman don't know what he's talking about. I'm not going to take no umbrella. I'm going to go ahead and start this project that requires dry weather. It requires dry weather in order for you to complete your project. You say, well, I don't see no clouds, so I'm going to go ahead and start my project. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes some clouds rolling in. Well, what does that let you know? You didn't have no faith in what the weatherman said. You did not believe them. Because regardless of what you see, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, if you can see it, why do you hope in it? Jesus is trying to let you know that when it comes down to our walk with him, all of it is going to be based upon the unseen. When you see things before yourselves, bad reports, bad news, bad information, that is the seen. That is what you can see. But faith sees beyond that. People tell you, you go outside, you're going to get sick. Faith says, I believe Jesus is a healer. I believe Jesus is a protector. I believe he will cover me with his blood. Now, I'm not going to go out there and get myself involved in something that's going to cause me to get sick, but I'm not going to stop my path with Jesus. My path and my walk has already been outlined by Jesus in the scriptures, and I'm not going to let any report stop me from serving the Lord. And that's where the testing of the faith comes in. That's what the Lord says. Are you going to believe me regardless of what go on, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the situations? Now, I say all of that to say Israel was like that. Israel was a good example of where we are really today, where we are as a people today, because they couldn't see a lot of stuff. It caused them to really show really what was inside of them. They said they believed in Jesus, but when they couldn't see it, the real them came out.
Because every time stuff got hard, they said the same thing over and over again. It would have been better for us to stay in bondage. Would have been better for us to stay in Egypt. When they were the ones that cried to get out of Egypt. Jesus didn't cry to come out of Egypt. People cried to Jesus to get delivered from out of Egypt. Why? Because they were sick of being oppressed. They were sick of their babies being killed. They were sick of being abused. Therefore, they cried and cried and cried and cried. And then the Lord said, I hear their cries, and I'm going to come down and deliver them. And Jesus, Moses had said to himself, the folk are not going to believe me. When I go before them and tell them that you sent me to deliver them, they're not going to believe me. Then that's what Jesus kept telling Moses, well, I'm a show many signs and wonders. Signs and wonders in Egypt against Israel's enemy. And all of these plagues, all of these wonders, all of these judgments are not going to hurt you. But they're going to hurt your enemies. That's the truth. When you think about when y'all were singing that song about the blood this morning, you think about one of those judgments that was in Egypt when the Lord says he was going to send the death angel. And the firstborn was going to be killed that night. And Jesus told Israel, now, what I want you to do is put blood on the sides of your door and up on the top of it. And Jesus said, when the judgment comes through the land, when the death angel comes through the land, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. In other words, I won't bring you into judgment. This is why it's so important to get salvation the way Jesus had it laid out. When you go down in that water in the name of Jesus Christ, you are asking the Lord to apply your blood to my temple, to the place where my soul resides. My soul resides in my body. I'm asking Jesus to apply his blood to my body so my soul can stay protected, so my soul can experience salvation, right? That's the truth. And when the Lord say, when he allows the death angel to come into the land, he allows it. You see it. The death angel is coming into the land and is sweeping across the city. But the Lord says, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That's the truth, saints. Now, know as saints, we don't go out there when we see that the world is saying that these conditions and viruses are so bad. We don't go out there and look to be infected, but we don't let that news disrupt our holy, sanctified path. Jesus has laid out a path for the righteous. What is that path? He gave us these service times. He gave us sanctified times. He said to us, these days are holy. Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. These days are holy. They are sanctified. They belong to Jesus. Now the key is, what are you going to do with it, right? That's the truth. What are you going to do with it? It doesn't, the world's report doesn't change the Lord's word. He said, my word is set. Heaven and earth will pass away before my word passes away. Huh? Do y'all understand that? The heaven and the earth will pass away before anything that Jesus has said, he'll take back. Right. Isn't that something? Yes. So that let me know with confidence that while I am walking in faith, faith is the substance of things hoped for, that I, even though I cannot see it, I am walking on the word of God. I am moving because Jesus said this, right? That's the truth. That's right. That's why I tell you, when you are down in prayer, grab hold of the word. What did the word say to you? The word told you, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what the word said. Don't say, well, Elder Scudder, you said it. I'm not Jesus. I'm not your God. I'm just his spokesman. You've got to grab hold of what the Lord said and say, Jesus, I believe it. And even though you call him and call him and it don't seem like you get an answer, that's what we were talking about last week. That's when you need to kick in and say, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Some inside of me is still doubting you, Jesus. And I don't want to back up. I don't want to be destroyed for my lack of faith. But I got enough courage. I know you're real enough to say, Lord, help my unbelief. Huh? Come on. I realize Jesus Christ is God. And by him being God, he knows all things. There's nothing hidden from Jesus. Huh? You might be able to hide it from me, but you cannot hide it from Jesus. There is nothing hidden from Jesus. He knows every thought. Huh? He knows every thought that's in your mind. He knows every motive, meaning the reason behind what you're doing. And because you know that about Jesus, that should humble you. That should say within your mind, Jesus, you already know everything about me. You already know where I'm coming up short. You already know where I am doubting you. And I need you to help me. Why? Because I know that when I stop breathing, I'm going to come into judgment with you. You're going to judge the secret hearts, right? Come on, let's go over there to Romans really quick. I ain't intend to go there. I'm coming back over to Psalm 78. That's what these folks thought. They thought that they were going to get by with Jesus, as though the Lord didn't know what was going on inside of them. Go over to Romans chapter number 2. Mm-hmm. Chapter number 2 and start at verse number 4. Start at verse number, well, start at verse number 1. Start at verse number 1. Romans 2 and verse number 1.
And therefore thou art inexcusable.
Come on, saints. Do y'all got that in your mind?
Yes.
I ain't nowhere in the world I'm going to get by with Jesus.
Right.
Y'all understand that?
Right.
You are inexcusable.
Right.
There are no excuses. Now, you can give me excuses. You can say, oh, Scott, I can't do because of this, because of that condition. But what did Jesus say? Thou, oh man, are inexcusable. Huh? Now, you can say within yourself, well, if I'm going to give an excuse to Elder Scudder, I'm going to sure be able to give an excuse to Jesus. I'm trying to tell you, the Lord is not going to hear none of your excuses. You can give people all excuses you want as to why you can't do this and do that. But when you come before Jesus, you are inexcusable. Why? Because the Lord gave you breath. And he wants to know, what did you do with that breath? The Lord gave you the activities of your limbs. He wants to know, what did you do with the activities of your limbs? I gave you breath to praise me. How do you know that? Because I told you in the Word, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, right? I gave you the activities of your limbs to praise me. He said, stand up, clap your hands, O ye saints, right? That's the truth. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with what? With gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Huh? He's telling you what to do. Therefore, you are inexcusable. Is that what the word say? Elder Scudder didn't write this book. It was here before I got here. And it's in black and white. Jesus said, you are inexcusable, right? So the only thing you can do is ask the Lord to help you, right? Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me get out of this excuse attitude. Help me get out of this giving you all of these excuses as to why I can't do. Yes, you can. Walk in faith. Yes, you can, right? That's the truth. Walk in faith. Where is your faith? And the Lord is asking you that question. Where is your faith? Thou, O man, are inexcusable. Is that what the book says? You are inexcusable. Keep going.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep going.
Says, whosoever thou art that judgest.
Huh?
Well, wherein thou judgest.
Huh? What? Well, come on. Let's look at this.
Yes.
Huh? When the Lord gives you the word and you come up with another rule, another judgment outside of what he said in his word, that means you're trying to dethrone the righteous judge. That means you're trying to remove Jesus from the place of authority. Huh? Come on, he gave you the Holy Ghost so that you can know that Jesus is in control. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, Jesus let you know he is in control. Why? Because he took a member of your body that you could not tame, and he put his word inside of it. He allowed that tongue to bless him. He took the cussing out and put a hallelujah in there. He took the murmuring and complaining out and he put a thank you Jesus in there. That's when you got the Holy Ghost, right? That's the truth. The kingdom, the rule of Jesus, the reign of Jesus. And you can't let nobody take the place that belongs to Jesus. When Jesus say it should be, you need to say amen. Huh? Amen. Whatever you say in your word, Lord, amen. Huh? Don't make no excuses. Huh? You can't say what the doctor said, what the scientist said, but what did Jesus say? Huh? Come on, don't you go. You're going to get sick. What did Jesus say? Huh? Jesus said, you are inexcusable. Huh? He said, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Huh? Come on, saints, I'm so glad I got born again through the name of Jesus. I didn't get born again by any other name but the name of Jesus. That name washed away all of my sin. Huh? I went down in that water in the name of Jesus. I came up walking in the newness of life. That old man was crucified. Huh? I got alive when I came about that water. Jesus said, come up and live, right? Walk in the newness of life. Huh? Lord, I can't do this thing called life by myself. Huh? I need some power. Huh? Every time I'm tempted, day in and day out, trying to contend with people, trying to contend with that old Adam inside of me, I need some power. Jesus said, therefore, call on my name. Cry out to me in prayer and in supplication until you be endued with power from on high, right? The Holy Ghost comes from on high, right? It's not on earth. It comes from on high, right? Holy Ghost come from way up there. It don't come from the earth. Y'all understand that? These viruses are where? Death is here on earth. But the Holy Ghost come from way up in the sky. Come from up on high. He said you shall be endued with power from on high, right? That's the truth. Many signs will follow them that believe in my name. They'll cast out that devil. That look like saints, we ought to be invoking the name of Jesus. Not just in our own selves, but everywhere we go. Invoke the name of Jesus. Huh? You say, Elder Scudder, you don't understand. The devil is attacking me. I'm trying to tell you he desires to have you. I didn't say it. Jesus said it. Jesus called Simon by his name. He said, Satan has desired to have you. Huh? I'm going to call you by your name. Robert, James, Darius, Rosalind, Victoria, Kirsten, Jesse, Tawana, Stephen. Satan has desired to have you. What does he want me for? So he can destroy your life. He wants to destroy your life. He wants to take everything away from you. He wants to take away your value, right? Your significance. He wants to destroy you. But you have to say, Jesus, hide me, Lord Jesus. Hide me where? In your name. Let me abide under the shadow of your name. Everywhere I go, I got to take the name of Jesus with me, right? Why? Because that devil wanted to destroy you. He let you know he wanted to destroy you. Think about that the other day. You know, this morning I would say, we get so mad at our children. We say, oh, this is about our kids, this is our. But then you really looking at yourself. When you're looking at your children, you're looking at yourself. You're looking at behaviors that have learned from you. Come on, saints. Come on, saints. And well, sometimes we see it and it look ugly. It look horrible. And that's why you need to say, Lord, thank you for delivering me. They let you know they still need Jesus. Why? Because they're still subject to that very thing the Lord brought you out of. You can see the hate. You can see the bitterness. You can see the behaviors that you were doing. But the Lord delivered you out of it. They say, well, why do you run for your life so much? Because I'm trying to be saved. I'm trying to go back with Jesus. But you did the same thing I did. Yes. And the Lord spared my life. And I'm showing him every day. I thank you, Jesus, for sparing my life, right?
Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
You could be dead.
Yeah.
You all understand what that means?
Yeah.
You did things that were worthy of death. I could be dead, right?
Yeah.
But the Lord did what he spared my life.
Yes.
Set me on a straight and a narrow path.
Yes.
Told me to run and don't look back. Told me to run and don't look back. I've set a path before you.
Yes, yes.
This is what Jesus said. I've set a path before you. And it's not going to be a whole lot on that path, right?
Yes.
But where's my mama, Jesus? Don't you worry about your mama.
Yes.
Where's my daddy, Jesus? Don't you worry about your daddy.
Yes.
Where are my children, Jesus?
Yes.
Don't you worry about your children.
Yes.
Save yourself.
Yes.
Save who? Save yourself, right?
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
If they don't want to do, you do.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Oh, it's gonna be my car stop. Well, get to walking. Get to walking. Show the Lord you do what I believe. Y'all understand that? Where's your faith? Do you got that kind of faith? Lord, I do what Lord I believe. But I'm tired. Help my unbelief. Unbelief is the tiredness. But you got to go beyond that,
right?
Why? Because you are inexcusable. Is that what the book say? You are inexcusible. Oh, man that does what judges. Get out that throne. Get off that throne. Get off that throne of trying to make all of these just righteous decisions. This is the right way to do it. This is the what did Jesus say? What did the Lord's word say, right? Let the Lord's word speak up. Don't let the Lord's word be silent. Let the Lord's word speak up. Let Jesus be the judge. You stop judging and let the Lord be the judge. Stop thinking you know how to do this thing called life. Say, I'm at the crossroad. Let me decide what I'm going to do. Let me use Lot. No! You are not the judge. Let Jesus lead and guide you, right? Lord Jesus, I don't know which way to go. Lord, I'm at the crossroad of life. I don't know which way to go. I don't know whether I should go to the left or to the right. But Lord, let your word be a lamp to my feet, a light to my pathway. Lead me and guide. Are y'all praying like that? Lord Jesus, lead me and guide me. Lord, I trust you to lead me and guide me in the way that I should go, right? That's faith. You want to say, well, it's got what is that is faith. You're letting the Lord do what leads you. And honey, you're not trying to come up with conclusions on your own. You letting the Lord do this thing for you. Why? Because you don't know it. Now you can fool yourself all day long and talk about you know. No, you do not know it. It's stuff in front of you you know nothing about. Only one know about it is Jesus. Come on, let's work on this thing called coronavirus. You don't know nothing about that thing. That thing could be in the air right now. Y'all understand that? And you can only hold your breath for so long. That thing could be in your air right now. It could be right before you right now. Only one that can kill it is Jesus. Only one that can say release it is Jesus, right?
Right.
Only one that can hold back the enemy The enemy is Jesus.
Yeah.
Can anybody hold back that devil but Jesus?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Only one that can tell Satan to come out.
Jesus.
Huh?
Yes.
Come on, only one that can tell Satan to come out.
Yes.
I am Jesus. That's why we say, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you.
Yes.
Not I can rebuke you, but the Lord God rebuke you. That's a prayer.
Yes.
That you say, Lord Jesus, rebuke Satan. Because
right.
The devil is attacking me.
Jesus.
Huh? And I need you,
yes.
Jesus,
yes.
to rebuke Satan.
Yes.
Make
Jesus.
Satan leave right now, right?
Yes.
Huh?
Thank
That's
you,
the truth, saying.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Letting you know and I know that we're inexcusable.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Old man that does what? Judges.
Uh-huh.
Huh? I ain't giving you a whole lot. I'm trying to help you to understand something real simple.
Yeah.
Get that excusing spirit out of you.
Uh-huh.
Huh? That I can't spirit out of you.
Right.
Only you say you can't do is sin.
Uh-huh.
Somebody say, what can't you do? I can't do no sin.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you can. No, I can't. Because the wage of sin is death. And I want to live, right? Therefore, I can't sin, right? Thou art inexcusable.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh man that does what? Judges.
Uh-huh.
Keep going.
But wherein thou judgest another,
uh-huh.
thou
what do you end up doing?
Condemn yourself.
I don't want to do that.
Uh-huh.
shame on me if I find time in this short thing called life
right.
to point out what you're not doing.
Right.
Huh? Why? Because when I judge you, I condemn myself.
Right.
Huh? Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
When I talk about what you're not doing,
right.
that means I'm not doing it also.
Right.
Huh? I'm shining a light brighter on me.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
When I talk about how you ain't paying your tithes, you better be careful.
Right.
Why? Because that light gonna shine bright on you.
Right.
Huh? And somebody might have slipped something in your pocket that you failed to praise Jesus over.
Right.
Huh? And the Lord will bring a judgment on you. Huh? You say, well, Lord, why are you judging me? Because you judge somebody else.
Right.
And you are inexcusable, right?
Right?
Instead of you looking at yourself, you're too busy looking at other people.
Right.
Look at yourself.
Yeah.
Examine who yourself, right? See where you are in the face, right?
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Yes.
That's the truth. Now, don't you all put me in that class
right.
that I'm just talking about.
Right.
Why? Because that's my responsibility
that's right.
to watch for your soul.
Yes.
Say, Elder Scudder, you judging me? Nah, I'm watching for your soul.
Right.
It's a big difference.
Right.
When I bring things before you that you're not doing,
right.
I'm not judging you.
Right.
I'm telling you I see something, and if I see it,
yes.
Jesus sees
right.
it. Huh? And he's telling you, you are without what? Excuse.
Yes.
Well, Scott, I ain't got the faith to do it like that. Well, I'm giving you the remedy.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you, you need to pray to the Lord to help your what? Your
right.
unbelief.
Right.
Where am I unbelieving at? The thing that you're not doing.
Right.
The thing that you're struggling to do.
Right.
The thing that you're depending on someone else
yeah. right.
to do.
Right.
When you need to find the confidence and the faith to do it by yourself. That's when you know you believe. Does everybody understand that? When you can stand and do it by yourself. That's when you know that you believe, right? That's the truth. Does everybody understand that? Yeah, I hope you do. It's true. When you're depending on somebody else to do, you don't really believe. You banking on somebody else's faith.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Is it true? You banking on somebody else's run.
Right.
You pulling on their coattail.
Right.
Instead of you running by yourself.
Right.
Huh? That's the truth, saints. That's the truth. You don't ever want to get to the point where you don't do for yourself.
Right.
Huh? That's the truth. Man say, well, I can't go buy your eggs today because I ain't got no way to get over there to help you out. Now, you can sit in the house all day long talking about how you ain't got no eggs. That's foolish. Why? Because you can walk. Huh? You can walk. Well, it's going to be a long walk, but who wants the eggs? Huh? If you really want the eggs, you're going to get out there and walk. Well, it's raining. I said, well, who wants the eggs? Huh? The line is going to be long. Who wants the eggs? Huh?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, I really want them. Let me go on and get on out there. Amen. That means you have become a believer. Huh? And the very thing that you say you want. Huh? Why do I know you believe? Because you got up and you did something about it. You say you wanted something and you did it. Huh? Faith is a what? An action. Huh? Huh? That's the truth. Man say he love you, show me. Show me you love me. Huh? Show me you love me. That's the truth. Don't talk it. Talk is cheap. Show me you love me. Give me a list to go by. That you did this, you did this, you didn't do this. Oh, all right. Well, I guess you do love me then, right? When you ain't got nothing on your list that lets you know your love is shaky.
Yeah.
Your love is questionable, right?
Amen.
That's the truth. You're doing a whole lot of what? Talking.
Yeah.
But you ain't doing no doing.
Right.
Talk is cheap.
Yeah.
Huh? Talk, all it requires is a bunch of air.
Right.
Huh? But when you do, it requires some energy.
Yeah.
Huh? It requires some willpower, right?
Right.
Some effort. On your part, right? That's the truth. We wanted them walls fixed. It required some effort. We could sit there and talk about how bad they look all day long. But if we want them straight, who got to fix it? Huh? Didn't I tell you all? I said the little bumps and the bruises that are in that base mold is not a quick fix. You're going to have to put some elbow into it. You're going to have to spend some time. You're going to keep going back and examining it. Rub your hand across it. If it's not smooth, get back in the grind again, right? But when you do it long enough, you see the rewards of your efforts, right? You say, it feels smooth. Huh? Now when someone come over and say, Lord, those baseballs are real smooth, then you could stand up and say, it didn't get like that overnight. It took a lot of hard work. A lot of sweat. Huh? A lot of mess. Huh? Some of the people come in and say, oh, house looks so clean. It takes work to keep it like this. And I ain't going to let you come dirty up my work, right? Come on, saints. When you work hard for something, you appreciate that thing, don't you? And you're not going to let nobody come in there and devalue it, right?
That's
the truth. Faith.
Yes.
Faith is hard work.
Yes.
You thought faith was simple. It's hard work.
Right.
Oh, the Lord told Adam in the beginning, faith was going to allow you to eat. Because all that's going to come from that ground is thorns and thistles. From the sweat of your brow, you're going to eat, right? Huh? That means you're going to keep digging in that dirt till you see no more thorns and no more thistles. Huh? But Lord, every time I put something in and here go another weed, dig it up. Dig it up. Well, I'm sick of digging up those weeds. Well, those weeds are going to choke out your vegetables. And who's going to be the loser? Well, I pulled up weeds yesterday. Well, go back out there and look today. There go another weed. I'm sick of pulling up these weeds. I ain't pulling them no more. Well, don't pull them up then. You're going to be the loser. Because them weeds is going to kill out all of your good vegetables. Huh? But when a man work for it, he sees the fruit of his labor, right? Is that the truth? You see the fruit of your labor, right? And then here come the other naysayers. The onlookers. Ones that didn't want to put their hands in the dirt. Give me some. Give me some. You ain't worked for it. Huh? Go get you some on your own ground and dig, right? Do what I did, right? Huh? That's right. You could do what I did. Oh, I ain't got the time for that. Well, you ain't got the time to eat. You ain't got the time to work. You ain't got the time to eat. That's what Paul said. A man don't work, a man don't eat, right? Huh? That's scriptures, right? Come on. Read me a little bit more in Romans. I don't even think I'm going to get the Psalms up. Maybe we'll do the Psalms on the bottom of it. Yeah, what do you end up doing? You're condemning yourself. Keep going. What are you doing?
Jesus.
Sad, isn't it? Sad, saints. It's the sad thing. That's the sad reality. That's why you don't really have time to look at nobody else. You only really can look at who? Yourself. You need to check what you're doing and what you're not doing. And let that be your daily prayer. Lord, help me to do the things that are pleasing in your sight. I don't have time to worry about what this person and that person is not doing. All I can do is worry about who? Myself. It's easy to point out other people's flaws. I'm trying to tell you, that's the easiest thing to do in life. To sit around and go down and talk about what somebody's not doing. But when it comes down to looking at numero uno, that's when we start getting these attitudes. And you ain't mad at nobody but who? Yourself. This is true. Read a little bit more.
And it says, but we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth.
What is the judgment of Jesus? That's right. It's the truth, right? Some folks don't say, Elder Scudder, you a hard man. I ain't no hard man. I'm just giving you what Jesus said. And I'm trying to tell you what he's saying is the truth. Jesus don't bite his tongue with nobody. He don't cut no corners with nobody. He says what he means, right? That's the truth. Judgment of the Lord is true.
According to the truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this?
Elder Scudder, I'm sick of the Lord condemning me. Well, stop doing what he told you to stop doing. Then you can feel good about life. That's the truth. The only reason you a depressed person is because you full of stuff that Jesus told you to stop doing. Now, the minute you find the will to stop doing it, then you could be a happy saint.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
You could be glad. Huh? That's true. You'd just be a glad saint. Lord say, you come to church. You'd be glad. Because you know, what are you doing? I'm coming to church. I'm here. I don't miss it. I'm right here in it. Lord say, treat your neighbors like you would want them to treat you. You do good by your neighbors. You do good by them. You don't slander them. You don't talk about them. You mind your business. You stay out of their business. You help them when they hurt. People say, why do you call 911? Because somebody's hurt. Somebody, when you see them folk fighting in the street, somebody is hurt. And they need some help. But the police is gone. I ain't got nothing to do with what the police do. You're out there cutting up in the street, you're hurt. And the only one that can help you is 911, right?
That's right.
Well, I don't think you should be calling the police, but then you should stay in your house. Keep your mess in your house, right? I don't know what go behind your walls, right?
That's right.
I tell my crew, we get the yelling fun. I say, y'all better be quiet. Why? Because them folk in the streets hear you. You walk by the window, you can hear everything about somebody. Hey, Darius, get off of me! Them people in the street hear, right? What's going on? And before you know you're messing around, the folk go call. Somebody's under attack. They'll be knocking on your door, right? Saying, well, yes, may I help you? Somebody was screaming in here. No, they wasn't. Yes, they were. Your neighbor said someone was screaming, and they said, Darian, get off of me.
Yeah.
And we're trying to find, well, no, you can't come in. Oh, yes, we can come in, because someone is under attack in there. See how you done messed up your whole house? Because you couldn't practice being quiet. Argue quietly. Argue with your eyes if you can't argue. You say, I'm a loud person. Argue with your eyes then. Don't argue with your mouth. You can't keep your mouth quiet, all right? Come on, read a little bit more.
It says, he is according to truth against them which do such thing. And thinkest thou this, O man?
Yes.
That judges them which do such things.
Uh-huh.
Doest the same that thou shalt escape the judgment of God.
What do you think you're going to do? Now let me jump down to verse number 15 and 16. This is really where I would want to go at.
That would show the work of the law written in their heart.
Where is the work of the law written at? It's in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
And it says here, their conscience also bearing witness.
You know when you're doing something you shouldn't do.
Yep.
Huh?
Right.
You don't need no Bible to tell you that. Close out the book. You don't need no Bible to tell you when you're wrong. We was in BJ's the other day, and the girl just cussing down, F this! She looked me dead in my eye, I ain't opened my mouth. I said, she knew she was guilty. She walked away, and then that devil said, be bold. F this! And every now we look right in her eyes.
You go back again.
I was saying to myself, you are inexcusable. Because your conscience is telling you, you should be doing what you're doing. But yet you just keep on doing it. Huh? Come on, we all do it. We all do it. Your conscience told you to stop, and you did it anyway. You force yourself to do it. Huh? Your conscience, your mind told you, don't you do that. Don't you go over there. Don't you say that. Don't you call them. Don't you answer that phone. Because you know what's going to happen. But you do it anyway. You do it anyway. Can you read a little bit more?
And reading their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness.
Yes.
And their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or else excusing. In the day when God shall judge.
What is Jesus going to do?
Judge the secrets of men.
Isn't that something? Yeah, I think we should have that highlighted in our book and keep this before our mind. That Jesus is not going to just judge me for the things that I do. He going to judge those little what? Those little secrets. What does it say there?
It said, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my
So, God. Well, let me know all I need to do is stay deep up under the blood of Jesus. Right? Why? Because when Jesus said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. I won't bring you into what? Condemnation. Huh? That let me know, stay where? Stay up under that blood. That blood, what does it do? It washes away all of it. That blood of Jesus get rid of all of that wrong stuff that's inside of you. It keeps you clean. Huh? That's the truth. The blood of Jesus keeps you clean. Even when you go out there and get yourself dirty, you get back up under that blood, what did the blood do? It cleans you back up again. Huh? That's why you say, well, why y'all got to come to prayer so much? Because we need some blood. We need some blood to clean us up. Huh? That's the truth, saint. That's why we keep on invoking the name of Jesus. Why? Because the name of Jesus represents the what? The blood. Huh? The name of Jesus represents the blood. So when you're calling on the name, you're asking the Lord to do what? Apply the blood to me, Jesus. Apply the blood. Let that blood clean up. Cure, fix, correct. Huh?
Yes.
Come on, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and it's profitable.
Right.
But doctrine,
right.
Let that blood teach me the way that I should go. Instruct me. Huh?
Yes.
Let that blood do what? Reprove me. Let that blood correct me, right? So that I can be the kind of person you desire for me to be, Jesus. So I can say, Lord Jesus, look me over. I've been what? Washed. I've been washed. I'm covered up under your blood, Jesus, right? Something to think about, saints. Now, I'll get a little bit more. My time is done. Not going to try your patience any longer. But I'll get a little bit more into that Psalm 78. I don't know whether you guys read it or not, but I really, that's a good psalm. Good psalm talking about the condition of the nation of Israel, how the Lord kept doing for them, and it tells you why they kept going through that cycle over and over again, because they simply did not believe. And instead of asking the Lord to help their unbelief, they kept right on going as though Jesus was clueless. We don't serve a clueless God, saints. Most intelligent being there ever was and ever will be. You don't get by with Jesus. How you know? Because he done told you, I'm going to judge you for your what? Your secrets. Now how you going to get by with a fella like that? I can go to court and the judge don't know me from a can of paint. But if I was standing before Jesus, I would say, Lord, I wasn't there. Jesus showed me, yes you were. Image. Come on, who's walking? He not only see you, he hear you talking. And then he not only hear you talk, he exposes your thoughts all while you walking around. Hold on, nobody see me. Hold on, nobody see me. Oh man, who's that over there looking at me? Exposing your thoughts. Who could do something like that? Nobody but Jesus. Why? Because he's omniscient. He knows all things. He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. He's omnipresent. He's in every place, at every time, saints. So that's something to think about. That's why I say you can't fool the Lord Jesus. Only thing you can do is ask the Lord to do what? Help my unbelief. Wherever there is something inside of me that is doubting. Doubt is a poison to faith. You want to know what will destroy your faith? Doubt. And how do you know when you doubt? Worry, anxiety, stress. All of those are the attributes that go along with the person that doubts. Frustration. You find yourself being frustrated, that lets you know, I got doubt inside of my mind. I'm not too sure about where I'm at. Something is just not clear. I can't see my way through it. Well, Jesus is telling you, instead of allowing yourself to get like that, pray to Jesus. Ask the Lord to help your what? My unbelief. Lord, I see what you are saying in your word, but what I am going through right now, I really just can't see it. I know what you said in your word, but what I am going through, I can't see how your word is going to help me to get through this. And that's when you, only who? You. Huh? I can't do that for you. Only you can pray. Lord Jesus, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. Help me to trust you the way that I'm supposed to trust you to get through this thing. Huh? Is that does that make sense? And remember, who's the only one that can pray that? I'm the only one that can pray that. That has to be a personal conviction. Can't nobody do it for you. Say, oh, it's got to come down to help me pray. I can't help you do that. Because that means I'm doing what? Controlling you. Only you can come up with that mind to say, do what? Help my unbelief. Huh? I pray you come up with it. I pray you get to mind to say, Lord, help my unbelief so that I can be where you need me to be at, so that I can experience the salvation that you have outlined in your word, Jesus, okay? Moses was so busy trying to make the people believe. That's why he hit that rock with that staff, because he was frustrated because he couldn't see how to change people that had no faith. And you can't do what? You can't change. That's why Joshua said within himself, as for me and my house, we going to do what? Regardless of whether they want to do it or not. Amen. I can only worry about who? I can't control other people. I'm sorry.
That's true.
My children, I can't control them. I love them. I can give them what thus saith the Lord. But at the end of the day, they got to make decisions for themselves. They got to come to the Lord in their own faith. Huh?
Amen.
They got to call on Jesus for themselves.
Right.
Them having a last name Scudder is not going to get them into the door.
No.
Jesus sees us all the same way. Filthy.
Yes.
He do. He sees you all the same. He sees us all the same way. Uh-huh. Filthy. Uh-huh. Unworthy. Uh-huh. Huh? Unfit.
Yep.
The only we can do is, Lord, have mercy. On me, a sinner. Right? The Lord will do that. Lord will do that, saints. Okay? All right, church, I got something about the word. Hide the word in your heart. You may not sin against the Lord.